Taigi aš pradėsiu lietuviškai. I will start in Lithuanian and then will finish in English. Taigi man labai didelė garbė pasveikinti Lietuvoje dar kartą gerbiamą generalinį sekretorių ir apdovanoti jį Lietuvos valstybės labai aukšto apdovanojimu. Ir tai yra didžiulė priežastis. Vien dėl to, kad šis žmogus ir mes jam asmeniškai skolingi už tą indėlį jo gyvenime, kurį jisai skyrė Lietuvai ir Baltijos šalims. Šis žmogus buvo premjeru Danijos, kai Lietuva pradėjo derybas dėl narystės NATO. Šis žmogus buvo tas žmogus, tapęs NATO generaliniu sekretoriumi, kuris užtikrino, kad Baltijos šalims atsirastų gynybos planai. Tai yra tas žmogus, kuris dabar užtikrina mūsų saugumą ir padeda Baltijos šalims jausti saugiau. Todėl man didžiulė garbė asmeniškai padėkoti panui Rasmusenui ir Danijai, kuri išaugino tokį premjerą ir tokį generalinį sekretorių. Ir noriu jam dar kartą pasakyti visos Lietuvių tautos vardu, kad šis apdovanojimas yra nuo visų Lietuvos žmonių. Ir padėkoti jam dar kartą asmeniškai. Taigi visi tie pasiekimai, kurie įvyko per paskutiniuosius kelis metus, iš ties užtikrino Baltijos šalims ir Lietuvai didžiulės saugumo garantijas, realius gynybos planus ir tikrą saugumą. Su vadovu šiandien aptarėme taip pat ne tik tai, kas jau padaryta, bet ir tai, ką dar reikia padaryti. Tai yra pasiruošimą NATO viršūnių susitikimui, kuris įvyks rugsėjo mėnesį Velse. Šiandien geopolitiniai iššūkiai aplink Lietuvą ir Europoje parodė, kad NATO turi būti greitesnis, greičiau priimti sprendimus ir efektyvesnis. Ir aš taip suprantu, kad esame visos šalis narės pasirengę priimti reikalingus sprendimus jau rudenį. Ir džiaugiuosi, kad tai yra dar vis pono Rasmuseno rankose ir esu įsitikinusi, kaip visada. Jisai moka pasiekti rezultatą ir moka pasiekti savo tikslus, kurie dabar sutampa su Lietuvos ir kitų Baltijos šalių tikslais. Todėl esu įsitikinusi, kad mes ne tik gerai pasirengsime NATO viršūnių susitikimui, bet priimsime mūsų saugumui reikalingas priemonės papildomas ir užtikrinsime, kad Lietuva ir Baltijos regionas, tame tarpe ir Lenkija, turėtų visas reikalingas saugumo garantijas. Lietuvai labai svarbu, kad šiame regione, mūsų regione, būtų sustiprintas NATO šalių sąjungininkų buvimas, kad vyktų reguliarios karinės pratybos ir apmokymai, kad NATO partnerių buvimas mūsų regione būtų labiau matomas. Lietuva taip pat įsipareigoja stiprinti ir savo gynybinius pajėgumus, ypač dabar, kai matome tokius iššūkius. Taigi politinis susitarimas dėl 2% yra būtent tai, ko reikėjo, bet tik politinių žingsnių ir susitarimų nepakanka. Būtina dar šiemet padidinti gynybos finansavimą Lietuvoje. Taip pat Lietuvai svarbu investuoti į pirmiausia prieštankinę sausumos ir oro gynybą, specialiasias pajėgas. Taip pat didinsime taip vadinamą šalies priėmimo galimybes ir užtikrinsime, kad mūsų partnerių buvimas būtų efektyviai panaudotas. Todėl norėčiau dar kartą padėkoti generaliniam sekretoriui už jo pastangas, buvusias ir kurios dar bus. Už tai, ką jis padarė Baltijos šalių regionui ir pačiai NATO organizacijai. Už tai, kad realiai NATO stiprėja ir tampa efektyvesnė organizacija. Taigi, tikiuosi, kad į Velso rudenį NATO viršūnių susitikimą visi ateisime pasirengę priimti labai svarbius ir reikalingus sprendimus. It is my honor to present today the State Decoration of Lithuania, the highest State Decoration of Lithuania, to NATO Secretary General. And it is based not only on his professional commitments as General Secretary, it is based also on personal commitment as Prime Minister before we started negotiations on our membership in NATO. And why I always felt that this personality was always real friend of Baltic States and Lithuania, as Danish Prime Minister, as General Secretary of NATO. Why this state declaration is respect and gratitude from all Lithuanian people to Mr. Rasmussen. Today we discuss also the geopolitical situation around Baltic States and in Europe, and about our preparation for the World Summit in autumn, NATO Summit in autumn. We understand that the threats are real. We understand that new measures of security needed to be adapted. We understand that our defense plans need to be updated, and new measures for cybersecurity, for energy security, information security, additional to military security are necessary in addition. All these questions will be on our agenda for decision for the summit. So for us in Baltic States and in Lithuania, it is very important that NATO members' presence is visible and in the amounts which are necessary for additional security threats and requirements, including regular NATO military exercises. Lithuania is taking its own obligations to increase security and defense, with our obligations to increase financial resources, with already enhanced host nation support. All this we understand very clearly. There is a political agreement in country, and financial decisions will be taken already this year. So once more, I want to thank for all efforts which was done by General Secretary before and during his work in NATO. And I hope that still in his hands, our security stays until the NATO summit, which we will be clearly able to agree important decisions, which will increase capacities, efficiency, and strongness of our NATO for all of us together. Thank you.
Madam President, thank you very much indeed for your very kind words. It's good to be back in Lithuania as we mark the 10th anniversary of your membership in our alliance. And Madam President, I really feel proud and privileged to have received the Order of Vytautas the Great. This order conferred on so many outstanding men and women is an important symbol of Lithuania's national rebirth. And this state declaration will further strengthen my links with Lithuania and the Lithuanian people, and be an encouragement to continue working to promote and protect the values upon which we have built our societies: individual liberty, democracy, and the rule of law. So thank you very much, Madam President. Today, Lithuania is an active and valued member of NATO. We are grateful for your contributions to NATO operations, particularly in Afghanistan, for your role in smart defense projects for key capabilities, such as surveillance, intelligence, and reconnaissance, and for your leadership on energy security. All these demonstrate your commitment to our shared security. Russia's illegal aggression against Ukraine is a game changer. What does not change is NATO's core task: to defend and protect our allies against attack. And make no mistake, NATO will defend every part of the alliance. No ally stands alone. That is why we have taken immediate measures to reinforce our defenses with a strong focus on the Baltic region. Polish and British fighter jets are flying out of your Sierra Leone air base to defend your airspace. We have a fleet of mine hunters off the Baltic coast, and we just wrapped up a large-scale land exercise, Steadfast Javelin, to test our readiness and show our commitment to collective defense. Every single plane, ship, and exercise shows that NATO is serious about defending our allies. And today, I can announce that every single ally is contributing in different ways. One for all for one, 28 for 28. This is true solidarity in action. We are now considering long-term measures to enhance collective defense, including updated defense plans, enhanced exercises, and appropriate deployments. We will do what it takes to live up to our commitments. And now, more than ever, we see why defense matters and why every ally must play its part. And I commend Lithuania for the political commitment to gradually increase defense spending over the coming years. I know this is not easy, but it is vital. So, Madam President, I thank you for your strong personal commitment to our alliance, and I congratulate you on your re-election. And I continue to count on your support as we prepare for our summit.
That will be done.
Time for the questions. Lithuania National TV.
No doubt that you will see more visible NATO presence all over NATO territory. We have to adapt to the new, the dramatically changed security situation in Europe. And part of that is to strengthen collective defense. And to that end, we also need more visible NATO presence all over NATO territory. We are right now considering which steps could be taken to further strengthen our collective defense, and that will include considerations on what I call appropriate deployments. It's a bit too early to say exactly how. I would expect a package of measures to be approved at the summit. But of course, the overall purpose of that will be to increase our readiness and our responsiveness.
Tai aš turbūt nenaudočiau žodį tikimės. Aš įsitikinusi ir žinau, kad visos saugumo priemonės, kokių mums reikės, bus užtikrintos. Šiuo metu mes diskutuojame ir aptariame, kokios priemonės galėtų būti jau patvirtintos rudenį viršūnių susitikime, ką ir minėjo generalinis sekretorius. Ir iš tiesų ir forma, ir turinys, ir saugumo priemonių kiekis bus toks, kokio reikės, kad užtikrinti ir garantuoti Baltijos ir Lenkijos ir Baltijos viso regiono saugumą.
Next question, Reuters.
Reuters, Andrius Sitas. I have a question to Mr. Rasmussen. US has announced that it will have only minimal military presence in Afghanistan by the end of 2016. What does it mean to resolute support mission of NATO in Afghanistan? How long it will last, and will it be enough to make any real difference for Afghan armed forces?
First of all, I welcome the U.S. announcement of the future U.S. presence in Afghanistan. That announcement will allow us to now move forward on the final planning of our Resolute Support training mission. It will be a training mission of approximately the size we had expected. As regards the time horizon, obviously the American contribution to the Resolute Support mission is a crucial element of that mission. So at this stage, I would expect the length of that mission to correspond to the length of the U.S. presence in Afghanistan.
TV3 television journalist Eva Popikita. Mr. Rasmussen, can Ukraine expect any military support from NATO, specifically arms, technique, or other support? Thank you.
First, as regards the provision of equipment, it's important to note that NATO doesn't possess such equipment. Individual allies do. In other words, when it comes to the delivery of equipment, it is a bilateral arrangement between the Ukrainian government and individual NATO allies. As an alliance, NATO has a partnership, a distinctive partnership with Ukraine. We work within a special NATO-Ukraine commission. And within that commission, we are right now discussing what more could be done from NATO in our cooperation with Ukraine. And Ukraine has forwarded a list of possibilities that will include NATO assistance to for defense reforms in Ukraine, modernization of their armed forces. So you will see in the future a strengthened cooperation between NATO and Ukraine, also when it comes to military-to-military cooperation.
Last question, Delphi.
Mr. Rasmussen, one of the NATO countries, France, isn't quite willing to, cancel its deal, the sale of the military ships Mistral to Russia. So what is your position, and is NATO going to do something about it? Ir taip pat norėčiau prezidentės paklausti, ar Lietuva kaip nors reaguos į Prancūzijos žingsnius neatsisakant Mistral kontrakto?
I suppose you are mentioning the Mistral ships. First of all, let me stress, this is a national decision. It is for France to decide. As regards NATO, we are right now reviewing our future relationship with Russia. As you know, we have already suspended all practical cooperation with Russia. NATO foreign ministers will discuss our future relationship with Russia when they meet by the end of June. So I would expect all allies to take national decisions within this greater context.
Be jokios abejonės, besiklostanti dabartinė situacija verčia mus visus vertinti daug ką labai kitaip, daug kritiškiau. Ir be jokios abejonės Lietuva, kaip ir daugelis kitų valstybių, ypač toms, kurios yra pasienyje, kur tiesioginė grėsmė yra labai akivaizdi ir Baltijos jūros šalims, bus pozicija labai griežta, ypač jeigu atsiras aplinkybės, kurios vers mus kalbėti Europoje, ne tik tai NATO, bet Europoje, apie trečią sankcijų paketą. Ir šiame pakete be jokios abejonės pirmiausia bus ir karinio bendradarbiavimo pristabdymas, tame tarpe karinės ginkluotės pardavimo klausimai. Kol kas toks sprendimas dar nėra priimtas, kaip paminėjo sekretorius generalinis, tai yra dvišalių pagrindų grindžiami santykiai, bet mes tikimės visi, kad kiekviena šalis sugebės teisingai įvertinti tiek politiškai, tiek ekonomiškai, tiek karinio saugumo prasme savo veiksmus. To tikimės ir iš Prancūzijos.
This was the last question. Thank you for the attention.